Is someone lying to you? Your boss tells you you're doing a good job. Do you believe him? You are interviewing a candidate for a job. She says, I left my previous job because I was tired of the long commute. Your romantic partner tells you, I am not having an affair. True? What is a lie? A lie is a statement made by someone who believes or suspects it to be false, in the expectation that the hearers may believe it. Thus, a true statement may be a lie if the speaker thinks it's false. Fictions, though false, are not lies. Depending on definitions, a lie can be a genuine falsehood or a selective truth, a lie by omission, or even the truth if the intention is to deceive or to cause an action not in the listener's interests. To lie involves intentional deception. A big lie is often easier to get people to believe and more difficult for them to challenge, even when facts contradict it. Propaganda is often based on choosing some very large but comfortable lie, which is hard to challenge for social status or other reasons, and spreading this throughout a whole society. The evolution of lying. The capacity of hominids to lie is noted universally in human development and language studies with great apes. One famous lie by the latter was when Coco the gorilla, confronted by her handlers after a tantrum in which she had torn a steel sink out of its moorings, signed in American Sign Language, "Cat did it," pointing at her tiny kitten. It is unclear if this was a joke or a genuine attempt at blaming her tiny pet. As humans, we communicate with each other via various verbal and non-verbal signals, such as spoken language, facial expressions, and body gestures. But our ability to communicate is enhanced by our understanding of what is going through someone else's mind, our capacity to empathise with each other. This ability to empathise is a product of being able to recognise other minds as separate from your own, something that you are able to do after about the age of 2. Lying is a fundamental part of this empathy, a byproduct of sorts. Think about it. If you want to purposefully deceive someone, you first have to be able to understand what that person might be thinking. How can you tell a liar? There are certain cues associated with lying that you can look out for. None of these cues actually mean anything on their own, but the more of these cues a person is exhibiting, the more sure you can be that this person is lying. Some cues you should look out for. A change in the voice's pitch. A change in the rate of speech. A lie also often has more structure than a truthful story and flows from beginning to end in a chronological order. It is very difficult to invent a lie which is not in a logical time order. A liar might be nervous about lying or angry about the truth. Liars will do one of three things. They might try to show emotion when they have none. They might try to show no emotion, the poker face, when they are feeling some. Or they might try to mask one emotion with another.